10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Yes, it's Dan and Becky in for Walter Sterling. Hello, Becky.
Hi, Dan.
I can hear the washing machine as we broadcast from our living room.
I don't think anybody can hear it other than you, actually, right now. So I think we're safe.
Gaffneys, meet the Gaffneys. They live in a 150-year-old house. They've got 8 kids. We don't have time to name them all. Sometimes Dan and Becky like to bicker, and it's always good for a snicker. When you're with the Gaffneys, you know it's Sterling every damn night. Sterling every damn night. It's Sterling every damn night.
That's right. Happy to be here. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Thank you, Walter Sterling, for allowing us to host your incredible Sunday night show.
And I want to say that our house is now 151 years old, so perhaps it's time for a new jingle.
Time for a new jingle. Time for a new jingle. And I can hear we are in the Gaffney Broadcasting Complex, also known as our living room. And I can hear through the bones of the old house a creaking noise or a grinding noise, and it is the washing machine. You cannot hear it on the air, but I can hear the washing machine upstairs and to my right, and that means the kids have overloaded it.
Okay, well, my favorite washing machine story in this house is when they overloaded it and left a bottle of liquid detergent on the top of the washer. It fell down and leaked through the cracks of the old wooden floor upstairs and was coming down. It looked like a reverse candle, just this wax dripping down the ceiling into the dining room and ruined the dining room ceiling, which was the only room that we had actually painted back in those days. We had finished that room.
Yeah.
Done. Ceiling was done.
That was a glorious moment. I remember that.
I do. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
What is that? It was like a combination of laundry detergent and goop through the floor.
It was, I mean, all it looked like was laundry detergent. There wasn't really any goop through the floor. It was pretty amazing how it kind of came down like that and just dripped down the corner. We should have left it. We could have just sealed it and an art piece.
We are live Sunday night. Not a lot of live radio on Sunday night, so we are in the position to tell you about current news, which you've been hearing about another shooting, this time at an LDS church. That stands for Latter-day Saints. We would call them Mormons, although they're trying to get away from that name. They're changing their name a lot, but the Mormon Church is where this happened in Michigan. A shooter drove his vehicle in, started shooting, and then lit the place on fire. At least 4 people have been killed. At least 4. There was one report 5, right?
There was, like, an hour ago, and then they changed it back to 4, yes.
It's one of those situations where we're not going to comment a lot about, because immediately after the shooting, in other words, within, you know, half a day, details can change. But what is being widely reported is 4 people were killed, 8 others were wounded at this church in Grand Blanc Township, Michigan. So the guy, the suspect, rammed his vehicle through the front of the church during service, started shooting, and then apparently set a fire.
I guess.
And a big fire. Police respond. Different types of officers respond and killed the guy.
They said somebody was there within 30 seconds of them calling 911. Within 30 seconds, someone was on the scene.
Thomas Jacob Sanford is the suspect. He's 40 years old. He's from a local town called Burton. And what do we know about that guy? I don't know. He's a vet. He's a veteran. He's 40. We don't know the motive at this point. But they say he was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, received medals for his service. He was in Operation Iraqi Freedom. He's a hunter. And I don't know what else to tell you. Social media accounts show he was married with at least 1 child. a young son who had some sort of medical problem, rare genetic disorder. A few years ago, there was a GoFundMe in association with that. There are photos of him posing like a deer hunter does in the back of his truck with the deer. Don't know what set this guy off. Terrible news. I get a sick feeling in the stomach. Nothing I can say really about it.
Always get a sick feeling, and I don't want to say anything about it because everyone is always so tempted to say what they think or what it possibly could have been or why. There is no ever, even if the guy says what his motive is, reason that somebody would do this other than they are insane. How could you go in and do that to people, to children, know that's what you're doing, willy-nilly, just after a bunch of people, kill them without any other motive than just being insane?
Obviously, the country is tired of this, and we've been tired of it for a long time. We're growing weary. 855-839-1210 is our number if you'd like to contact us tonight, talk about the news of the day or anything else we're talking about here. 855-839-1210. There we go. That's all we know about this guy. Everyone will be trying to peel back the onion, though, and find out his motive. What was his connection to this particular church? Is this some sort of angst with a particular church for a certain reason? Who knows? We'll find out. Again, too early to... I want to start speculating.
Yeah, no.
See, I'm catching myself.
You're completely catching yourself. And at the same time, I have just this total aversion to any kind of guessing or thinking about it in any way other than these poor people. And he's just crazy. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. It doesn't matter what his motivation is. It doesn't matter because whatever his motive is, it's his motive. Nobody else outside of him. That's it.
Okay. President Trump's even commenting. The FBI is taking the lead in the investigating. They take these things very seriously, and that is something else we should know today. You know, why is this happening at houses of worship? Very troubling. Very troubling indeed. They expect to find more bodies in the church because of the fire. A fire investigator, James Deere, the special agent in charge of the Detroit Bureau of the ATF, at a media conference this evening said, quote, the suspect used an accelerant of some sort, we believe gasoline, and lit the church on fire.
Oh, that's the only thing I that keeps going through my head that I would, you know, speculate on is that having that plan, did he do that as he was shooting people? Did he do that after? Did he start that before? Like how
Sounds
well
like he planned
out what? I mean, obviously he planned it, but how well?
They describe a four-door pickup truck with two U.S. flags in the back of the truck remaining on the scene. Now, I don't know if they were just in the truck or flying on the truck. I have no idea. They're searching his home. They're searching phone records, and they're doing a full investigation.
And his poor wife and child.
Yeah. So that's how we open today, just telling you some of the current news. Coming up, on a lighter note, we'll have one of my favorite segments with you, dear. Choose Your News.
Which is my least favorite segment ever.
My favorite.
I know.
Where you
so
get
weird.
To pick the news we talk about next. Also, things you believe that people think are crazy.
Things you believe that people think.
Yeah, things
we believe. Things one believes that people think are crazy.
Right.
Not just me. Why are you putting the nut case on me?
We'll also talk about your difficulty in sleeping and the moon brew that you're... Is that what...
Moon brew, yes.
Okay.
My moon brew.
Video obsessions. Tylenol on the cheat sheet here. We'll talk about that. Also, Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio will be here. He is an expert on UFOs and ghost stories. He'll be here later tonight. We'll also check in with our friends from JB Bakery there in New Jersey. That's coming up this hour. So stick around. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Plus your phone calls. We are live, believe it or not. It's a real radio show tonight.
Until I fall asleep or not.
855-839-1210. We are the Gaffneys for Sterling every damn night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, find out what a North Jersey woman had sticking out of the sunroof of her car. Coming up in moments on Sterling Every Damn Night.
The Lumberyard. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling Every Damn Night. Gunfire early evening. Details later. The People of Walmart. Sterling Every Damn Night.
I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for Midnight Misfits on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling Every Damn Night.
Dan and Becky for Sterling Every Damn Night. I am Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Visit my website, livementalmagic.com. Livementalmagic.com. I am a professional radio person, but on the side for several years, a performing mind reader and mentalist.
I think it should be livementalcase.com, but that's just my personal opinion.
Right. That might have been taken.
It really? Is that why you didn't use it? Because really.
Live mental case?
That really is more of what, you know, it should say about you.
I've been traveling. I've been doing all sorts of corporate shows and private events and restaurant entertainment. And it's been going well.
Well, I'm here with the children and your new cat.
LiveMentalMagic.com. That's a free plug.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Now, time for a segment called Choose Your News, where I read three headlines and you find out which story we'd like to hear.
You find out which story that I don't mind hearing, like, the least. The one that I have to pick, because usually you pick things that you know I wouldn't want to hear so that you can force me to have this conversation with you about things I don't want to talk about.
I know. I have my own way of trying to manipulate this. Woman... Story number one, woman crawled for 14 hours to reach home after a leg injury. Keep in mind, she's in her 70s.
Why?
Next, another one about a woman in her 70s. She has cancer and received tickets to see Nine Inch Nails. 70-year-old woman.
Okay.
What?
This is interesting to you at all? So what?
Well, it's interesting that senior citizens are into seeing Nine Inch
Crawl
Nails.
And have tickets to concerts.
No, because we're, obviously people are getting older. That would, there was a time when you said, hey, a 70-year-old woman's going to go see Nine Inch Nails. That would have been bizarre 30 years ago.
It would have been bizarre if she crawled there to see Nine Inch Nails.
Well, anyway, that's story number two. Story number three, a teacher arrested for using, if you'll excuse the expression, fart spray that sickened students at school. You all right over there?
I'm okay. I'm okay. That's the one I want to hear. I want to hear the...
Are you allowed to say that word on the radio?
The fart spray.
You can.
Story. Yes.
I know. It used to be considered impolite. It probably still is to use the word fart.
Is that what the headline is, though? Does the headline say teacher uses fart spray to sicken children?
Yeah,
like,
no.
What's the actual headline?
The headline is teacher arrested for using fart spray that sickened students at school.
At least it was spray. I mean,
you're picking it, aren't you?
I'm picking it. I said that's the one I want.
This is a news item from this week. South Carolina teaching assistant working in the school was spraying this stuff at West Florence High School. And let's hear the news report. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here we go.
The incident report says surveillance video shows Lewis walking through the school's breezeway with an object in his right hand. The report says he sprayed something while approaching A Hall, where his classroom is located, then slipped the item into his pocket. Deputies and Assistant Superintendent Kyle Jones were called to the school. Lewis was escorted to a conference room, read his rights, and detained.
That can't be real.
That was a real local report.
Breezeway.
And
oh, that
near
can't be
A
real.
Hall. A Hall. But she said a-hole.
It can't be real.
It is real.
That can't be real.
That was a real news report from South Carolina. Local news.
Oh, my gosh.
His name is Alexander Lewis. Faces charges of disturbing school as a non-student and malicious injury to property.
How is it malicious injury to spray fart spray? Malicious injury? I mean, I've been maliciously injured by some of yours, but they're real.
Oh, gosh. Too much information, man.
You're
too much.
You're the one who made me pick the story.
Well, I notice, based on the humorous Instagram reels that you send me, that this is an area.
Do you really want to get into why I send you those interesting?
Nope. No. I don't want to get into it. But apparently this is a whole genre of pranks that people are filming.
With fart spray.
Right? They film this. They go in a store and they spray it and make a noise or whatever. And apparently this stuff must be horrendous.
It is horrendous.
Because people are shown on video after getting hit with this stuff, gagging and just reacting way worse than a real bit of flatulence.
Do you remember the story Morning Breeze? Do you remember Morning Breeze, honey?
I do. Our oldest son, when he was very young, spent
probably 12.
Yeah, spent some time in Rehoboth Beach with his own money, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and went into a joke shop. Right at the boardwalk, went into the joke shop and bought
Morning Breeze,
which was a fart liquid or whatever, and it was in a little perfume bottle.
That's horrible.
Called Morning Breeze.
That looked like perfume. Called Morning Breeze.
He was in the back of the minivan, and we're driving along, and he had opened it in the back. Or spilled it back there.
He just opened it. It was so bad.
Oh, man. We're like, what is going on back there, buddy? He's laughing.
Oh, and we're like one or two babies in diapers at that point, I guess, you know. And, never more than one in diapers at a time. So there was a baby in diapers, and we're trying to figure it out. But he opened the Morning Breeze, and it was just, it was horrific. So I can understand how horrible it was in the breezeway down by A-Hall.
Yes. Arresting him seems a bit overkill.
Yeah, wouldn't you say?
But there's a charge disturbing schools. And here's the deal. Some students had to go to the nurse to be checked out.
What?
Yeah, because they were gagging or whatever. And they investigate him for damaging the air conditioning
system.
This poor
dude. How stupid do you have to be? Hey, are you the guy who got arrested for spraying fart spray in the middle school? Like, that's his. He's going to have to move. Yeah. He's going to have to move.
That's right. So there you go. Thank you. That is round one of Choose Your News.
Oh, my gosh.
Plenty of other stories to hear from.
Well, I'm glad at least that one made me laugh.
Yeah. Plenty of other news items to hear from coming up here tonight. Also, later this evening, Dave Scott, our UFO and ghost story expert. Don't miss that. You're listening to Sterling here. It's great to be with you as we roll through the evening. I'll give you a little. What's the matter?
I said roll. I was repeating your word roll.
Okay. I'll give you a little teaser on what the other Choose Your News items will be. We have an angry squirrel that's sent people to the hospital. We have a suspect fleeing the police by jumping over a drawbridge and more, all coming up on Sterling every damn night.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, it's Sterling every damn night. On the sea or on the land, Walter gets the situation well in hand.
Dan and Becky in for Walter Sterling tonight. Dan and Becky, we are the Gaffneys. And I'm 10 years older than my much younger hot wife over here.
I think you just mean hot because the temperature in here is hot.
Yeah, speaking of weather.
Right.
Very nice out here, by the way, in the Gaffney neighborhood. Outside, very cool, quiet on the street.
But it is hot in the living room.
I had a kind of a weird vibe today. I wanted to go to a Ground Round or a Ponderosa. Do you remember those?
Ponderosa.
Do you remember those restaurants?
I do not remember Ground Round. I remember Ponderosa existing, but I do not know what I thought Ground Round was like a cut of meat.
When I was in high school, the Ground Round was where I heard people talking about going to on dates.
It doesn't sound date worthy. It sounds pretty bad, actually.
But it's sort of a defunct. I think they're trying to make a comeback. There might be a few around. It was like a family friendly burger joint.
Okay, well,
but a sit down, kind of like a precursor to a TGI Fridays kind of thing.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
And then Ponderosa. Do you remember that restaurant?
I remember Ponderosa existing. Was there a Ponderosa around here?
There might have been one. I don't know where you are, what part of the country you're listening to, but Ponderosa and then Bonanza.
Bonanza. I remember. Ground Round, I just looked it up to see if they were trying to make a comeback. Sorry to interrupt you, but they were part of Howard Johnson's.
Which is also a defunct chain.
Yeah, in 1969, they started it. Wait, though, but they opened a new nostalgia-fueled location in 2025. So you're right. We might get to go to a Ground Round yet, honey.
There you go. I just, you know, I look at some of these restaurants that used to be, and I was just having a mood today. I wanted to go to a Sizzler.
A Sizzler? Again, never been to a Sizzler.
Our California listeners may know there are still some Sizzlers in California.
What's
but
a Sizzler? Sizzler, it's steakish. It sounds
another
steakish.
Another steak. Ponderosa.
I think you just are craving meat.
Ponderosa, Sizzler, Damon's Grill. That's kind of underperforming.
Never heard of
Did you
that?
Ever hear that
never.
Place?
Nope.
All right.
You know what I'm thinking? Ponderosa. I'm only thinking, please forgive me, but I'm thinking like Ponderosa Ranch, like the Ponderosa Ranch, which is even older than, but we went there. We went to the Ponderosa Ranch. What was
you mean
it in,
from the television
like by
show.
Lake Tahoe? Yeah.
Speaking of Bonanza.
Speaking of, okay, Bonanza and I guess maybe that, yeah, I guess it was trendy to name your restaurant after that show.
And they were competing steakhouse chains. Okay. They both had a buffet. And they both closed most locations. There may be somebody listening. Hey, we've still got a Ponderosa.
Okay, well,
but Ponderosa and Bonanza were competing
we
chains.
We had Bonanzas here. There were two Bonanzas here. I don't remember there being a Ponderosa, but that's why Ponderosa sounds familiar because of the television show and us going to the Ponderosa Ranch.
Are there restaurants, chain restaurants, not a local name, but a chain that you remember and miss? I'm going to mention two again, and I've got several because I started thinking about all the restaurants that I've been to that I kind of missed today, this afternoon, as I was thinking about it. The number here is 855-839-1210. We'll take your calls. 855-839-1210 if one comes to mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What Arthur Treacher's.
Never heard of it.
It was a fish and chips place.
Okay.
Used to be all around.
I think you just ate out a lot with your parents because you had older parents and the rest of your family was all gone. So you probably just ate out. I didn't eat. We ate at one restaurant when I was a kid, and it was a locally owned little restaurant that where my dad was dating a waitress. Right. That's it. That's all I got. That's it. Pizza burgers at Anthony's.
Do they still have... Maybe look this up.
Okay.
Do they still have Long John Silver's?
So,
Do they still have that?
You say that. There was a little building here that used to be a Long John Silver's, and you say that often. Every time we pass the little building, it's now a bank.
It's a real estate office.
Yeah.
I like how they turn them into the... I think it's still around.
Download our app now. Long John Silver's Secret Society Rewards. I guess they still do.
Yeah, they're still around. My apologies to the Long John Silver's Corporation for thinking you were out of business.
Well, we had one. There was one here, and I was in, you know, like when I was in my 20s, and it wasn't here long, and that was the only one I ever saw.
Mm.
I get out a lot, obviously. Obviously, I get out a lot.
Here's one from my youth that you're not going to know. You're not going to know this because you're so much younger than me. Burger Chef.
Nope.
They once had over 1,000 locations in the U.S. It was a hamburger chain competing with McDonald's and Burger King.
Okay.
Burger Chef. And they had a guy.
A chef?
Burger Chef and Jeff.
Okay.
And they were like a great business partnership, apparently. Okay. Burger Chef and Jeff. And the deal with Burger Chef was they had what was called the Fixin's Bar, where they would give you the hamburger plain.
And then you would put what you wanted.
You go over to the Fixin's Bar.
And sneeze all over it.
Yeah.
And then put some wilty lettuce on your burger by yourself.
Whatever you wanted.
One that I remember your parents mentioning was Bob's Big Boy. But it wasn't Bob's Big Boy. It was some other, like, Frisch's or something.
That's in Ohio. I believe that's in Ohio.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I remember your parents saying that.
We also had another fast food chain that went out when I was young, but I visited Red Barn.
Nope.
The Red Barn, home of the Big Barney.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
No. The only Big Barney I remember was a purple dinosaur.
All right. I got it. But anyway, these are all Chi-Chi's are gone. You remember Chi-Chi's?
Yes.
A Tex-Mex chain. I think they're mostly gone. I looked up some notable restaurants that were once very popular and now are on the decline.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Known
for rotisserie chicken.
Right, but that was like a KFC where you could do like a meal thing, right?
Probably.
Yeah, but I don't think we had those here either. I don't think we don't have much here. Yeah. There's not much here.
She lives out in the sticks.
Well, I do, and I grew up in the sticks.
Ponderosa, Bonanza, Sizzler, Damon's Grill and Sports Bar was a sports-themed restaurant known for ribs and wings, closed many locations due to underperformance. Ground Round, we talked about Don Pablo's, which was also a Mexican restaurant chain, struggled with financial issues, closed around 2019.
This makes me feel really like I've been living under a rock.
Howard Johnson's, once a widespread chain of restaurants and motor lodges, now, as it says on the internet, a ghost of its former self. So anyway, these are a little nostalgia.
Okay.
And you mentioned Shakey's.
Shakey's. I did mention Shakey's. Shakey's, we had just one in Dover. If I was doing a play or I had a ballet recital, everyone would go to Shakey's. So that's when I got out.
Still around, I believe.
Are they?
Primarily in California and Washington and Hawaii. The brand has significant international presence. The leading pizza chain in the Philippines.
Wow. Speaking of the Philippines.
Right. You can find a list of Shakey's locations. Some of these places are still out there.
Just not here.
Or just not to their former glory. You know, they used to have thousands of locations, now just maybe a handful. Right. So, anyway, no such luck. I did not get to visit a Sizzler today.
No. Maybe we should just get steak tomorrow. I think that's what this is all boiling down to. We need
make sure it's rubbery
steak
and cheap as well. Okay? We are the Gaffneys in for Sterling every damn night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, find out what a North Jersey woman had sticking out of the sunroof of her car. Coming up in moments on Sterling Every Damn Night.
The Lumberyard. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling Every Damn Night. Gunfire early evening. Details later. The people of Walmart. Sterling Every Damn Night.
I'm Smutty Brook author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for Midnight Misfits on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Lesbians in space, Sterling Every Damn Night.
Being a lesbian, I have to come out to the woods every single morning to make sure that I am in touch with nature, grounded into the earth, and filled with lesbianism. I bring you on my sacred journey of lesbianism.
Feel the dough. Eat the dough, JV Bakery, Selena and Steve, Sterling Every Damn Night.
Dan and Becky in for Walter Sterling. And is there anything more Americana than a great American New Jersey bakery? What do you think, Becky?
Maybe a cinnamon donut?
Let's check in with our friends from JB Bakery. Along with great customer, we got Father Drucker here. How is everybody?
Everybody's great.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, listen, first of all, I'm not a customer. Dan and Becky, I love you both. It's Father Jimmy Drucker. And when I came back from Desert Storm in Texas, I went and ate at Fuddruckers. And they used to give you lettuce, everything that was tremendous, the burger mm-hmm. place. I'm yeah. chiming in with you on your former information. And I want to tell you the best donuts in the world are JB Bakeries.
Again, Fuddruckers, someplace I have also never been.
But you've heard of it.
I have heard of that,
yeah.
yes.
Well, look, JB Bakery, hey, gang, tell us how long you've been around and still going strong. You've been around for a long time. This has been a family bakery for years.
Well, we definitely have a really good donuts. It sounds like Becky likes sweet and simple cinnamon cake donuts, which are very popular at JB Bakery. And I have one that has stuff with apple because it's apple season. But the bakery's been a landmark since the 50s. So it was originally a bagel shop, and it transitioned to a full-blown bakery throughout the years. And Selena and I have worked really hard to make sure that we attract a wonderful crowd through Philadelphia, through New Jersey, the tri-state area. And with the help of the radio show, people are taking vacations and passing through the bakery on their way to the bakery or Jersey Shore or Philadelphia or Atlantic City. They're stopping in and checking out the donuts, the pastries, and saying hello to Father Drucker at the same time.
So sweet and simple. Let's talk about sweet and simple. Dan's actually the one who is a huge fan of cinnamon donuts, and we can't find them around yeah. here. You cannot find them. I, on the other hand, would be a creme brulee donut girl. Do you do those?
Wow. That's fancy.
Well, creme brulee does sound really good. I do not do one of those, but gourmet donuts are a specialty of mine, so maybe that might be something to check out for a different season. Maybe we'll feature the Becky creme brulee.
All right, and we'll take a vacation to come up and try it. Dan can get the cinnamon, and I'll come up. If you do it, let me know. We're coming.
Hey, we haven't heard from Selena. We haven't heard from Selena on this call. How you doing?
I'm fantastic and just ready to try new things. I think that's the best part about being at the bakery for me is trying to make as many different donuts as we can, creme brulee, all different things. We did a Dubai donut that was trendy on TikTok recently. So
right.
just trying out different things and making as much as we can for all different kinds of customers.
Wait a minute. Tell me about the one that was trending on TikTok. What was it?
So if you didn't see, the Dubai chocolate bar was trendy. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a milk chocolate bar with pistachio and like this crunchy, almost like a baklava, like a thin pastry filling. So it was crunchy and had pistachios, and it was really delicious. We actually took that and made that into a donut and a cake slice. So we did that over the summer, and it was really popular.
I will have to admit, I was looking at those and drooling just a little.
How is it, because you guys are pretty young, are you both in your 20s?
I am in my 20s, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, listen, Dan, let me interrupt for this. Tomorrow, or tonight after midnight, is Steve the Baker's birthday.
And how old will Steve the Baker be?
I'll let him tell you that.
Old enough to enjoy a slice of cake on my birthday.
Right. Will you bake your own birthday cake, I guess, right? Is that will somebody bake a cake for you at the bakery?
Now, that sounds really fun. I don't ever know what to expect. You know, I get surprised a lot of different things, but I do enjoy a good chocolate cake. Celine and I may have a special dinner, go out and have dessert at another, at a restaurant, try the chocolate cake, but I have to try other places to make sure that I know that mine is the best at JB Baker's.
And Dan, please know that he's giving a donut away to customers tomorrow, which will be just an hour away, to everyone that comes into JB Bakery at 712 High Street in Burlington, New Jersey. And this is from Father Jimmy.
All right, 712 High Street.
From JB Bakery.
Yeah, and all the. Do they have to say anything, or they're just going to get a donut? You're giving everybody a donut. That's great.
Well, I like to get a happy birthday from my customers, and they wish me a happy birthday, and I'll give them a free donut.
Love that. Free donut, 712 High Street in Burlington. I think I got that right. Is that right, Father?
That's exactly right. And keep in mind that this young man is marvelous, and Selena, she was running and hopefully soon will become Miss New Jersey. She's been in the pageant many times, Dan and Becky.
I've heard that. We thank you all for being here. It's really great. I think we're going to have to roll here. I'm going to have to make some time to come up and get a free donut. I hope people will do that tomorrow. That's a great idea. Great idea. Thank you all very much.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
There they go. Exciting. What do you think about that? When it's your birthday,
yeah,
and you own and run the bakery.
I think it's sort of like when you're the mom and you bake everybody's cake. You know, somebody might bake you a cake once in a while, but you bake your own cake most of the time.
Absolutely. Dan and Becky here tonight, having a great, great time filling in, talking to some of Walter Sterling's friends. He loves this bakery. He loves the New Jersey bakery.
I think I want the Dubai donut. You're going to have to take me. We're going.
Seem to be into that Dubai thing.
You know, and here's the thing. You're always into all the gourmet donuts. You're like, you want to stop here? Do you want to go here? But you are a super simple donut guy, like cinnamon donut, and we can never find
them. Right, simple donut.
You can't ever find them anywhere.
Maybe a glazed.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
That's all I know about donuts. Look, there's more coming up. We are the Gaffneys for Sterling every damn night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Yes, and things we believe that people think we're crazy for believing. Coming up, Dan Gaffney here.
And Becky Gaffney.
Here's a story about Sydney Sweeney, who looked hot in an ad for some jeans. But then the usual suspects started complaining about what the ad actually means. They said it promotes white supremacy.
All right. Pretty good. What do you think of that one? You like that one?
Yeah, no.
Thanks, Becky.
You're welcome.
Dan and Becky in for Walter Sterling. Speaking of birthdays, you know, we were talking to our friends from the bakery, and they're giving out a free donut tomorrow at JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. People from all over America should immediately get to Burlington, New Jersey.
I am looking make at travel the map.
Travel arrangements, you know, for a free donut.
I'm sitting here looking at the map.
You're seeing how far of a drive it is,
well,
aren't you?
I am, and I'm looking, and this is so, it's very close to where my grandparents grew up in New Jersey. So
we have another birthday to talk about here on Sterling every damn night. One of the radio greats, and the general manager of WGAN in Portland, Maine, Phil Zachary. Let's hear it for Phil. I remember Phil from a previous stint in radio. He's been around at some of the great radio stations. Now he's in Portland, Maine at WGAN. Thank you, Phil. Happy, this is birthday week. So
birthday week?
Yes. I'm not sure which day.
Okay.
Phil Zachary is having a birthday, but deserves certainly a shout out on the Sterling every damn night.
And hopefully someone will give him a free donut.
There you go.
For his birthday.
You know Phil Zachary. Give him a free donut. And wish him a happy day. Right? Now, we wanted to talk a little bit about things one believes that other people think. If you were to tell them what you really believe, they would think you're crazy.
And this is really because you believe a lot of crazy things, I think. This is you. This is about you, and you're trying to drag me into it and go, what do you believe that, you know, what are you going to talk about that you believe that makes people think you're crazy?
Well, I have a friend. My friend John and I talk about these different theories.
Yeah.
And we both when we talk to each other, we're like, hey, I'm 90% blank, or I'm only 10% flat earth. In other words, we don't believe flat earth, so you might be only 10%.
Well, how can you be 10% if you don't believe it? How can you be 10%?
Well, some of the arguments are interesting, and you're like, oh, well, I might...
I might buy that for a dollar.
But I'm only like 10-15%.
Also, I'm going to say, I think you're more than 10% flatter.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm...
You're just intrigued by it, I guess?
Yeah, it's fun.
All right.
I am probably, and I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, because it will make people will think I'm crazy. See, it's hard to admit.
I know, and that's why you did the segment as, you know, like one thinks is something, and you make me come up with things that I've got to talk about that make people think I'm crazy because you don't want to do it by yourself.
Right. That's it.
Yep.
I'm 70% we did not land on the moon.
Yeah.
With humans.
You're more than 70%. You do not
think we... I'm couching it a little bit.
And don't couch it. And it's kind of funny, like, because in our house, it is a hugely researched conspiracy theory, because we have this one child who literally wants to go to the moon, has forever, wants to be, you know, an astronaut, and just the tears will roll.
She's 0%.
She is 0%
moon landing denier.
Right.
I'm 70%.
No, I think you deny it completely and fully. Once you look at the little tinfoil crafts, you're a denier. But the house is in an uproar over that one all the time, which I think is hilarious. Like, I think it's great that
conversations at the dinner table.
They, you know, everybody wants to go look at these things and go, what if it didn't happen and what if it is real? I think that's great.
Here's another one. People think I'm crazy. I am 95% Brigitte Macron is a man.
95%.
Shout out to Candace Owens.
What makes you 5% think that she could possibly be a female?
I'm just not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? 95%, I would say.
Why? Okay, but see, you have to back this up. You have to.
I have no...
What is...
Are you saying why I'm not 100%?
Right. Why would you believe that she's a woman? Why? What makes you think, oh, yeah, absolutely, she is, if you are 95% sure that she's a dude?
I don't know.
It's
just possible we're all mistaken.
Bone structure.
It's possible that her giant hands and the way she sits spread-legged, maybe it's just coincidence.
Spread-legged, but right. She had little hands. So.
Right. It could be just a coincidence.
All right. Why do we care, honestly, at this point? Know. Why?
And would you like to share?
Well, you
with the class?
You said, what do you think? And I said something that's, you know, going to just make people angry, not really make them not believe. But that acetaminophen is a cause of, autism. I've talked to you about this for years with the whole glutathione depletion. And I'm not going to go into it hugely, but I do have a genetic malformation, MTHFR, that our kids do have that mean we can't eat certain things. We don't process certain things well. We do no artificial food, colors, all of those things.
What you are explaining for the audience is prior to the current flap about Tylenol and autism.
I have gone into this.
You were
deeply
into this years ago.
Right. Because
I can attest to this years ago.
And I told you years and years ago, because in different, you know, in my pregnancies, they're, you know, shoving Tylenol in your throat for everything. You're in the hospital for something, they're shoving Tylenol in your throat. With the kids, they're saying, you know, you're going to go get these vaccines, and before you get these vaccines, make sure you take this Tylenol. And even if you didn't, when I would say I don't want to give my kid Tylenol, it was like, oh, we're just going to do it here while you're here. And they're shoving the red dye Tylenol in, going, it'll be fine just once.
So are you 100% Tylenol is a part of it?
Absolutely am.
And wait a minute. Or 100% that Tylenol causes?
Tylenol. Okay, so I'm going to say it is a contributing factor because of the fact that when you deplete your glutathione, which Tylenol does do, it makes all of these other things that your body, if your body has trouble processing them out in the first place, you can't process them out even worse. Just think of it in these weird
part
terms
of the puzzle
that I'm going to throw out. Part of the puzzle. But if you think of it in these terms, like, you know, everybody knows now this is a huge thing, that when somebody has a UTI, their body is messed up. When they have a UTI, it has nothing to do with your brain, obviously, where the UTI is, but it can make you react in sort of a crazy manner. It can change your personality. If you have liver damage, and as your liver is failing, if you have cirrhosis, there are emotions, there are things, there is emotional processing that you can't do or right. that you do differently
right.
because of a physiological change or issue in your body. And acetaminophen causes a physiological change in your body that causes all of these other little things to trickle down.
Or can.
And can, along with many, many, many other things. Many other things act like this. But that is one thing that does a very specific thing to your liver and makes it hard to process all this junk out. And all of this junk that we know, like even in Europe, they label labels that say causes autism, causes ADHD on things like red dye or petrochemicals.
All right.
And
I'm with you.
When you have that acetaminophen or something else in your body that is depleting that glutathione, you can't process those things out that are known in many other countries to, quote, cause autism.
So I'm 100% with you as well.
Yes.
And prior to this news coming
way
out,
way prior to this,
is this something that you didn't, that you think people would think you're crazy for bringing
people
up?
People have always thought I'm crazy for bringing it up because
but not
for
now,
years.
But not now. Do you feel?
Oh yeah, they think I'm crazy.
Okay,
but I
do
don't.
You feel more open to saying what you just said now because of the news about?
No, you know that I've said these things forever.
Because you got to have an ally now with RFK Jr. as the head of HHS.
So I'm going
right?
to have to say that you know that this has been something that's because of the way that food affects our kids and additives affect our kids and all of these things and affect me, that this is something that's very near and dear to my heart. And when a mom would say things to me years ago, like, I don't understand why when he licks that red icing, he is about to murder me. And I would say, well, here's why. And we go into research and send them things. And I was just always a horrible person for saying that food is bad for you or something. It was just it is such a, pardon the phrase, triggering thing, because people think, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. Everybody does it, kind of thing. That's not why I'm saying it.
Right.
I would share these things because I knew how it affected our lives and would affect us.
But this stuff that you have and that we have been involved in for over a decade, well over a couple of decades.
Much longer.
Has become mainstream.
Yes.
As a part of the discussion. So that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. And the people who, there are people, it's kind of funny when I look at their social media now and they're like, oh, we would never eat this. This is what we do. This is, they chastised me, told me I was an idiot. They would have been the people choking down the bottle of Tylenol while they were pregnant to tell me what a dummy I was. And now they're posting about it.
They've been, as the phrase
good for them.
They've been red pilled,
I guess,
as they say.
Yes.
Hopefully without an actual red pill and with dye.
Yeah, no red dye 40.
All right. Thank you for sharing that one.
Sure.
And we'll be back. We are Dan and Becky. We are the Gaffneys in for Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night. The car is alive. Neon lights flicker. Talking jive, bullets over trailer parks under the moonlight sky. Detective Vic Ferrari always gets his guy.
This week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk a little bit about what New Jersey cops came across. Police in New Jersey say a woman was drunk when she continued driving around with a mass transit sign sticking out of the moonroof of her car. The 52-year-old woman was pulled over Saturday on Route 46 in South Hackensack when police noticed something odd. Police say the woman had New Jersey transit sign protruding through the roof of her car. When stopped, the woman said she didn't even know the sign was there, and she was placed under arrest for drunk driving. But what's crazy about this story is I thought about my cousin. Now, everyone's got a cousin that just seems to find themselves in trouble. And one day, I stopped by my aunt's house, and my cousin was about 22 years old. And I see inside their house, I see a pizza delivery sign, like one of those plastic signs that a pizza delivery guy would have like slapped on top of the roof of his car while he's driving around delivering pizza, and you would plug it into the cigarette lighter so the thing lit up. I mean, the thing was probably about 3.5 feet long and about a foot wide. And I said, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's a pizza delivery sign. I said, yeah, I know that, but where'd you get it from? Because I knew my cousin. He barely had one job. He wasn't going to have a side gig delivering pizza. He goes, well, me and my friend were driving around the neighborhood and we saw the pizza delivery guy double parked. So we pulled up alongside the car. The guy wasn't in the car. I reached and grabbed the sign. My friend stepped on the gas and we stole this pizza delivery sign. I said, you know, you're telling a cop about this. I should turn you in. He goes, well, don't say anything. You know, we're going to give it back. We're going to go back up and give it back. I said, all right. What winds up happening is my cousin gives the sign back to his idiot friend that was the driver in this thing. And the idiot puts the pizza delivery sign in the trunk of his car. And they can't find the pizza delivery guy to give it back to him. So my cousin's friend was a salesman for a pharmaceutical company. So he had a company car. And one day his boss said, hey, you know, you mind if I get some samples or something? Let me just take a walk out to the car. So my cousin's friend forgets he's got the sign in the car. And what winds up happening is he pops the trunk to get these samples out for his boss. And there's a Papa John's or whatever delivery sign. And he goes, what the hell is this? And he starts going, he goes, this is a company car. You're not supposed to use this for delivering pizza. He's like, well, I'm not really delivering pizza. What was he going to say? I stole a sign. So then he changes his story, told the guy he was delivering pizza. And at which point his boss fired him for using the company car for delivering pizza. So as you can see, when you take something that doesn't belong to you, bad things will happen. So for more behind-the-scenes NYPD stories, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Behind the Blue Wall of Silence.
The squirrels are getting more bold, honey.
They're throwing acorns at me every day.
Here is a squirrel in California has left multiple people injured.
It's the last thing Joan Hebleck expected on her morning walk through Lucas Valley in San Rafael.
Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I didn't see him running up to me at all.
Joan suddenly attacked by a squirrel, which clawed and bit her legs. The wounds bad enough she had to go to the ER.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And how do you get the squirrel attached to your leg off?
This is beautiful. Now it's following us until she almost killed me.
Isabel Campoy and her niece Carmen were also attacked while walking in the same area off Mount Lassen Drive.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from. And then my arm was completely overcome by the squirrel.
I want to hear her tell more stories.
Right.
The squirrel.
Now you like how she says squirrel.
Overcome by the squirrel. It was massive. It jumped from the floor to my face.
Beautiful. Jeez. And then what happened?
And then all of a sudden it bit my ear with its little tiny teeth and tiny little clawy hands. Shoved its fuzzy tail right up my nose.
Residents are posting warnings online and putting up flyers about the aggressive animals, which attack without warning. Officials urge the locals not to feed the wildlife.
I'm going to say we have had a squirrel issue around here for a long time. We have the craziest squirrels.
I threw a rock at one tonight.
Well, they are bad. And it's like, when you go outside and you have to scare them off because they are more bold. And they really do throw acorns at me. They really do.
Right.
It's bad.
Well, we don't have it that bad, but I think what they're saying here in San Rafael, California, is that people have been feeding the squirrels. They think humans equal food, so now they're coming after them.
To eat the humans?
Well,
the
no,
humans
because,
are the food?
No, and that's why people unsuspecting are getting attacked, because others have been feeding the squirrels.
Yeah, well,
don't feed the squirrels.
Run from
how
the
does
squirrels.
She say it?
The squirrel. It's like Audrey Hepburn pauses right. In her speech.
Coming up, we're going to, after the break, take a moment and choose your news round two. And you will have a choice of one of these great stories. Dwayne Johnson opening up about his dramatic weight loss.
Oh, boy. Ozempic?
The suspect that escaped police by driving over an open drawbridge, just like in the movies.
What? In the Dukes of Hazzard?
Or Motley Crue and the singer having strokes. All this and more coming up. Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling Every Damn Night.
Walter Sterling is off tonight. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Time for an episode of Choose Your News, Becky.
I'm ready.
Motley Crue's Vince Neil opening up about surviving multiple strokes.
Ooh.
Or Dwayne Johnson opening up. A lot of people opening up tonight. Opening up about his dramatic weight loss. Or suspect escapes police by driving over an open drawbridge.
Okay, that is just, I want to do that. Ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted to do that. Jump things in cars. I want to hear that.
Here you go. This is in Seattle. They're trying to stop a car with a stolen license plate. Driver takes off. The chase reaches a raised drawbridge.
Can we find out what kind of car he's in so I can put this in my head? Because I am actually seeing the General Lee.
Right. The dude got away with it and got away. Here is the report, okay?
Police in Seattle say they tried to pull over this vehicle, which they say had a stolen license plate. But the driver wouldn't stop. The chase led through some residential streets, but then came to this drawbridge. While it seemed the suspect was trapped since the bridge was open and traffic wasn't crossing, this daredevil made a break for it anyway.
He actually made the jump over the bridge.
The witnessing officer seemed stunned that they not only attempted the jump, but were successful.
Right, and the key part of the story, not a part of that. You're looking it up, I see.
I am. I'm trying to see what kind of car it is, but I'm not finding pictures.
So he, just like in the movies, like a James Bond kind of deal, he jumped the gap in the drawbridge.
No, that's not really what happened. It looks,
yes, it
really?
Is. Exactly
I'm looking
the way
at
I'm
it.
Trying to think of it.
Okay, well, that's the way you're thinking of it. But look, here, it kind of landed like down, kind of crashed that way. Did he get
away? That's him on the other side.
Yeah, I know. That's how he landed.
And then he
but
got
he
away.
Get out and run?
Yes.
Or what?
Yes. He got away. He escaped.
I was too into trying to find what car it was to even
looks
actually
like a
listen.
A Buick.
What is it?
It's nothing. It's nothing. No special kind of car.
All
it's
right.
a Honda
well,
CRV.
I'm going to go back to it is not a Honda CRV. I'm going back to imagining in my head that it is the General Lee and not a CRV. Okay? That's what I'm doing. I'm
all
thinking
right.
it that way.
There you
wasn't
go.
As exciting as I thought it would
well,
be.
Well, he got away.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, right. after you do that, you kind of deserve it, maybe.
Choose your news next round. Ready?
Ready.
Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people, adding words, including riz.
Oh, my word.
Doom scroll and the phrase dad bod to the dictionary.
Did our 9-year-old write this new addition to the dictionary?
Or would you like to hear the story of Cardi B accidentally flushing her diamond butt piercing down the toilet?
How do you pierce a butt? Can I hear the story of how you pierce a butt?
We have to get maybe a professional piercer to explain
what
that.
What the heck? Is it like a... Oh.
And then finally, you have the choice of the woman who crawled for 14 hours...
A butt piercing?
After a leg injury. Charlene Kirby, 75, crawled for 14 hours. So those are your choices. You got the woman who crawled for 14 Wait. Hours. You got the butt piercing, got flushed
what
down the toilet.
Heck?
Or you have the dictionary new words. Which story would you like?
I don't really want to hear. I don't care that she lost her butt piercing, but I want to know how you pierce a butt. So if we can hear that story and maybe we'll tell. I'm not Googling that. I am not looking that up. But maybe if we hear the story, we can understand.
Cardi B on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Oh, my word.
Said she lost a 13...
I'm sorry, what daddy has a butt piercing?
$13,000...
What?
Diamond.
That cost more than the car that jumped the drawbridge.
Yes, and here she is. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Cardi B, everybody.
It was the easiest piercing ever. It cost me like $13,000 because it was real diamonds. And guess what? It went down the toilet.
Cardi?
It went down the toilet.
Wait, how quick? Like the first week?
No, it was like a month. But then I realized that it's like, hold on. And it's like, then I was looking around. I was looking at my pants and my panties and stuff. And I'm like, yep, went down the toilet.
I don't understand it.
It just is missing for a month? Like, you get your butt pierced? What the heck?
I don't understand how you do this.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's like one of those embedded, like, I'm not looking this up. I am not looking this up. I'm not. I can't.
Well,
look that
in
up.
The Midnight Misfit world of the Sterling Every Damn Night audience,
is there a piercer who knows?
There might be a tattooist or a piercing person that could explain
this. A butt piercing? Is it like,
I imagine a big post that's going through your cheek, like 18 inches long.
Okay, so, well, somebody's cheek. But what I'm imagining is like that it's
3 inches long because I'm Irish.
Okay, let's just talk about this. The little bit of skin that's like above, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry this is coming up, but like above your crack, like, yes, right where you're feeling right now. Like, do they do it through, like, through a belly button, like, just so it's like flat?
That's so stupid.
Like a bar that would go flat. Also, 13,000, and you're going to not know that it's not there for a month? $13,000 worth of diamonds?
She was checking her pants and couldn't find it, and she realized it was flushed down the toilet. $13,000.
Maybe if she could, it's a month, but she just made up a story. She just made up a story. She probably made up the fact that her butt was pierced.
All right. Well,
I don't know. That's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
There you have it, Cardi B. All right. And now some of these are leftovers, but it's your final round of Choose Your News.
Okay.
The woman who crawled 14 hours to get home. She's 75 and crawled 14 hours.
She probably just got lost.
The new words in the dictionary.
No, don't care.
Hmm.
Don't care. You care about that. I don't care.
Or Dwayne Johnson's dramatic weight loss.
All right. Let's do the crawling lady, because I'm thinking she wasn't 14 hours from home. I think she just got lost. Crawled in a circle for a while.
Charlene Kirby, 75, broke her leg while working on her ranch.
Oof.
In McCoy, Colorado. Shout out to McCoy, Colorado. Alone and a quarter mile from her home, she crawled 14 hours. Well, I don't want to I'll just let the news report tell you all the details, okay?
Okay.
75-year-old Charlene Kirby was cleaning her ranch for her grandson's wedding when she hopped in her side-by-side to dump some debris. The vehicle jackknifed, and she fell.
I knew immediately that I had broke my femur.
And when you break your femur, it's potentially deadly, isn't it?
It can be.
It was 7 p.m., and the retired nurse was a quarter mile from her house in McCoy, Colorado. What followed was an extraordinary effort to save herself.
She broke her leg in this remote and desolate area and crawled on her stomach for 14 hours to safety.
It wasn't even a thought in my mind to stay there. It's like, I need to get to my house and call an ambulance.
No cell phone?
Well, I guess not. I mean,
that's a tough granny.
Jitterbug.
Right there.
Only one she had was the jitterbug. I'm sorry. Also, I'd like to hear this story recounted by the woman who was bitten by the squirrel.
Well,
I really would.
That's
would
a tough woman. That's a tough.
Yeah, she's tough, and she was on her ranch, and she probably has crawled that far before. You know, she's a ranch lady.
Wow.
That's what happens.
And it was 7 p.m., so she crawled all night long.
Nobody was there. That's
with a broken
gross
femur.
Yeah, that's gross. I don't know. She should have had it put back together with $13,000 worth of diamond.
Here we go. Shout out to that woman, Miss Charlene Kirby, winning our Dan and Becky Award. Citizen of the day. Did you know we had such an reward?
I was thinking it should go to whoever pierced Cardi B's butt, because that you need an award for that.
Right, deserves a medal. We'll be back, Dan. Dan and Becky, we are the Gaffneys. This is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Yard. Polk County, that's the home of a place called Des Moines, Iowa. Beloved, a gentleman's club, and apparently a little bit of a shootout happened at nearly 4 a.m. Reported of shots fired. Dead man in the parking lot. 30-year-old Daryl Lowry of Des Moines, picked up, charged with first-degree murder and a felon in possession of a firearm. He's in the Polk County Jail. Polk is not spelled P-O-K-E, it's P-O-L-K. Do I say Polk? I don't know. Help us out right here on Sterling Every Damn Night. Polk! Polk! Apparently, it's an isolated incident that happened at the club. The Lumberyard, by the way, has been operating in Des Moines since the early 2000s and has been the site of a lot of previous police reports, including in 2006, a feller named Luca John Passa stabbed and killed in the parking lot. So apparently that parking lot is a key to death, a key to death. What do you do when you go to a strip club? You leave before midnight, no matter what. Just walk out and leave. Nothing good happens after midnight. Because a strip club is a weird cocktail of testosterone, alcohol, and perhaps weed. And it may be weed drinks, because in Iowa, you can go to a bar and get a marijuana drink. Yeah, I want a marijuana drink. Sure, which one do you want? I'll take a flying kite, and that's what happens. Do not, when you're at a gentleman's club, if you get into a beef with some feller, walk away. Especially if it's over a girl. Because sometimes some of the exotic dancers, well, they got a side hustle, and the feller that's protecting them, he's, well, their pimp. He's a pimp. Be safe. Be safe indeed. From the champagne room with a bulletproof vest, this is Velo Hool, Sterling Every Damn Night.
Hey, 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 more nonsense, Sterling Every Damn Night.
And it is a midnight snack break time here on Sterling Every Damn Night. Dan and Becky Gaffney here, and would you like to...
My mouth is still a little full, but...
Would you like to reveal the midnight snack? May I?
You can, sure. While I chew.
Hot dog. Microwaved hot dog with mustard.
Which is not as good when it's microwaved, but I had a time crunch here.
Organic pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Dill.
Organic hot dogs, too, obviously.
And a glass of Moscato, I see.
Yeah.
It's made its way to the table.
Look, is what I had, all right? I had to hurry... I would not have microwaved this, but, you know, we had a job to do here.
Right, right.
I'm going to eat my pickles now.
I understand. We were laughing earlier at each other and the micro-obsessions that we get into when we're scrolling on the internet. Different genres of video that I find myself watching, and I really don't know why. And I have to laugh because... I'll give you three that I'm into right now.
Okay.
Three of these, this genre mm-hmm. of video that I have no idea. First one, I don't own a boat, right?
Right.
I'm not really interested in owning a boat. I don't live in Florida.
No.
So why do I find myself going down the rabbit hole of watching these video, their whole video channels of people who put cameras at inlets? Just to watch the boats go in and out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I watch.
You're like watching, just watching them go in and out?
Yes,
all
because
you're doing?
Some of the channels are really rough, and the boats sink. They take on water.
Why are you smiling when
people
you're
fall
this?
Off? Because it's incredible. Like,
just
Wavy Boats is the name of the
Wavy
channel.
Wavy Boats?
Yeah, that's the name of the channel. Wavy Boats. And then they have a sub-channel.
Wait, I'm sorry. Stop. It's a channel, and you have to go, like, search this out. It's not, like, something that pops up and gets in your algorithm.
Well, yeah, it pops into the algorithm, but then you go to see more. Like, oh, that was great. I want to watch another one. I want to watch
joking?
Another. It's a micro-obsession that
so
I have.
So this is why, for hours, you spend hours on the couch, you're watching Wavy Boats.
And I'm also into... various videos. This is a whole genre of videos. Mm-hmm. People who sell their watches. Sell and buy watches. I don't know. I don't own a Rolex, but I love watching people buy and sell
Rolex. What the heck? Watch. Is it like pawn shop thing or like?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They come in and they want a certain amount of cash.
So this is, okay, yep, yep, this is why you're on the couch. When you're on the couch and I'm mad because you're sitting on the couch, doom-scrolling, you're watching watches and wavy
people get
votes.
Into all sorts. Like, for a while, I was watching channels of guys who clean out clogged drain pipes.
Oh, my word.
But
at least that's
off
useful,
that.
Right?
Well,
like,
I'm
that's
off
useful.
That.
You're never going to get in a boat or sell a Rolex. So.
And the third one that I'm into now, this is, again, a whole subgenre, a lot of people doing it. The people that go to Goodwill, and buy a, like, $10 piece of furniture and redo it and then sell it.
Well, you could watch me do that on the porch, but you get annoyed when I like to.
No.
Well, you get annoyed if I do it, but you watch this? You watch this, but you won't let me pick up one more free dresser off the side of the road and paint that sucker.
Well, go ahead.
Really?
If you could condense the whole project into about a minute and a half, like these videos, it might be more palatable.
You were worried about people thinking you were crazy because you not believing the moon landing. This is crazy. This is nuts.
Everyone does this.
No, everyone, I don't think everyone does.
Everyone gets into these subgenre video watching. You know, you get caught into something interesting.
No.
You do it.
Okay, you say I do it, but if I'm watching something, we were talking about going down the rabbit hole earlier.
Right.
If I look at something and I see something and I'm interested in it, then I'm going to go read about it, but I'm not going to sit there and watch people, like, get on a boat 22 times in a row.
You should go to the wavy boats. You'll be hooked.
Nuts. You are nuts.
People are idiotic. They put their
kids. Yes, they are. They sit there for hours watching boats.
No. They'll put the kids, or there'll be like a woman on the bow of this boat, and they'll be going through these choppy waves, taking on water. They're like ridiculous.
They put a woman on the bow of a boat and they go
and
through choppy water. Ooh.
They fall
off. Does she fall off? You watch
this? They fall off.
And you enjoy that?
This is a regular boating channel.
Nobody does this. You're nuts.
We'll be back. The Gaffneys for Sterling every damn night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, Becky.
Sterling every night, lost in space, mission control.
Love it, love it. Yes, Dave Scott hosts a show called Spaced Out Radio. Dan and Becky in for Walter Sterling. Sterling every damn night. Dave, before we get into some questions, can you tell us the latest from your point of view on Spaced Out Radio? What are the hot topics as we gaze to the unknown?
Well, right now the big topics are this comet or asteroid called 3I Atlas that seems to be changing direction. And, you know, there's a few scientists out there, like Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb, who are saying basically we can't rule out the fact that this may be an alien ship, even though it is using characteristics that are a little off from most comets or anything, but it does seem to mix in between, and it's something that we've never seen before. The other thing people are really talking about, too, is the aspect of the UFO talks. What's going to happen next? Because I think the big news coming out of the UFO world in the next little bit will be the budget, which will be whether or not the Schumer-Rounds bill, which has been defeated 2 years in a row, will be defeated again, trying to put that into the defense contract for December. So
we're in a little bit of a calm before the storm in the UFO world, but we'll see where it goes.
The Atlas, or you called it the 3IA? Is that what it's called? 3IA or
okay. 3I Atlas?
3I Atlas. What makes people think it's an alien craft? Is it because of the way it's moving?
Well, it seems to have made strange turns and strange trajectory changes. You could say the word trajectory six times in a row quickly. You know, I mean, it was heading for Earth. Then it made a detour at Albuquerque to head over to Mars. You know, I mean, right. Using a Bugs Bunny term there.
I get it. I get the reference.
To see Mars.
Thank you. And then it seems to have changed shape. It seems to have changed, you know, just its patterns a little bit, where all of a sudden it would just veer out of the way of things. And it was really strange on how this is acting. Like, we've seen comets fly through our universe before, but they just never seem to have an attitude about it like this one does.
We don't know if this is a topic that you touch on, but it might be. And I think Becky has a question. Now, this may be out of left field, Dave, but Becky has a question, and so, we'll just get your honest answer.
All right. We're talking earlier about things that we believe or that we hear or that, you know, conspiracy theories, whatever, that people would think you were crazy. And Dan was bringing up all of these things, and I just said the word Nephilim.
The Nephilim or the Nephilim?
The Nephilim, yes. Going big bad on the Bible there. Wow.
Yeah.
There is a big question whether the Nephilim may be actually a form of alien species called the Anunnaki.
Right.
Okay. The Anunnaki are allegedly, if you go non-biblically, potentially the creators of humanity on this planet. They are from a star system inside Orion's belt in the Orion constellation. They are said to have different types of life sizes. I mean, some of them are said to be 10 feet tall. Some are said to be reptilian looking. Some are said to be very alien, and some are said to be very humanoid looking. They are an interesting species. And with the Nephilim, many believe that the Nephilim is another, you know, more biblically prosperous term than Anunnaki, because that would take away from the biblical stature of the Holy Bible and other religious texts. So, do I believe they existed? Well, you know what? If you believe the Bible, yeah, I would say they did.
Well, okay, so you're saying a non, like a secular view of it, a non-biblical believing view would be, yes, they are giants in stature. But the Anunnaki is who they are. That's but the Bible then speaks differently of them, right?
Well, no, I mean, yes, that they're fallen angels, or which kind of would make sense if you were talking about aliens, whatever is there. But we were also talking about the fact that these giant skeletons and things have been found all over the world. Like there was a story about Nevada in, like, I think 1911. That Dan had never heard, where they found all of these skeletons, remains in a cave that they were calling Nephilim.
Dave's probably aware of these
stories.
I think
that he probably is. That's why I'm asking about it.
I have heard that story before about that. And you know, here's the weird thing about it is a lot of these people in the conspiracy theory aspect believe a lot of these giant skeletons that have been found around the United States are actually buried deeply within the walls of the Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian really seems to almost be the American version of the Vatican, where things go in but never come out again. And then when you ask them about it, they're like, well, I don't know. It could be an aisle 3. It might be an aisle 27. I don't know. You know, it's not like going to Walmart where you're looking for a new blender.
And that was the part that Dan thought was really crazy when we were talking about things that we believe, was that he said, well, then where did they go? And I said, they're in the Smithsonian hiding. But,
so the concept is that when they find these giant bones, we can't let people understand what these are because it'll throw us. So we got to put it in hiding. So they like just hide the bones, I guess.
Well, you got to realize you're playing with history. Okay, and over time, we have been dealt a hand on how humanity was created. I mean, there's two versions of it. You have the Darwin version, which is the Big Bang theory, and then you have the biblical theory that God created everything. Now, I have to be, you know, a little remiss on this. I am a creationist. You know, the Big Bang just does not make sense to me, mm-hmm. you know, but that's me personally.
Okay, let's go back to the conspiracy theory on it.
Let me throw a wrench in on it for you for a second. Many people believe that a lot of these Nephilim skeletons that have been found are not Nephilim whatsoever, but they're Sasquatch.
Yeah, see? You thought I was nuts, Dan.
You guys are on the same page.
No, and I'm just going to go a little bit further, too, on the whole Smithsonian thing. Dan's like, you know, why would they hide these? Why? Well, if you
I'm open, okay?
Okay, you say that you're open, but if you did not want people to believe in the truth of the Bible, that creation exists, and you had something that points back to, let's just say, the Nephilim,
you would hide it.
If it was an easy thing to hide and say, yeah, that didn't happen.
You could get away with a lot of history on that.
Yep.
You know, I mean, look, there are creatures that have been around North America for millennia. I mean, whether it's Bigfoot, whether it's Dogman, whether it's little people, you know, when I say little people, I'm talking like leprechaun type people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, different creatures, gnomes, gargoyles, everything that you could think of that should not exist, it does seem to have some premise within the writings. And people to this day are still having sightings of these creatures. And if they are, and yet we've never seemed to find a body of a Bigfoot,
right?
Maybe we have. Maybe it's in the Smithsonian.
I hesitate to even bring this up because we're short on time. We live in Delaware, and in southern Delaware recently, and I say within the last 5 to 10 years, there was a state archaeological dig, and things were found that they will not reveal to the public. And you just made me think of this story. They found things they will not reveal to the public, but the few officials that have spoken on it simply say, what we have found could change the course of history as we know it. Now, imagine that statement. That's a big statement. You found something that could change the course of history as we know it, and they have not released it to the public, even though this was a state public dig.
And you absolutely know that if they're saying it about that they've been doing it forever and they're hiding these things. It's just, it's obvious to me. I know you think I'm nuts, babe.
What do you think, Dave?
I think you're bang on, to be blunt. Right. You know, I mean, look, it's not just what's buried, guys. It's what are they hiding around everything else? UFOs, for instance, aliens. Look at Roswell. Okay? Look at Roswell. It's, you know, it's 70 plus years of cover up. The people who witnessed Roswell were threatened with their lives and their livelihood if they said anything. How? Why?
Right. Yeah. Why indeed? Why indeed? Dave, we love talking to you and spending a few minutes. We could go on and on. SpacedOutRadio.com is your website, isn't it? SpacedOutRadio.com?
Absolutely. SpacedOutRadio.com. Check it on out. We got great swag there for you to wear.
Sounds cool. Thank you, Dave Scott. I wish we had more time.
I do, too, because then I would have gone into the other things that I wanted to talk to him about, like the seraphim and the cherubim and the NASA footage of the thing that looks like a crazy biblical angel that was just shown up recently.
For more, you can message Becky at Just Being Mom on Instagram.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Being Mom on Instagram, correct?
Yeah, that's where I am.
And we are the Gaffneys for Sterling Every Damn Night. Let's go to
space. Tender fingers rose to cup her chest, sinking in to the pliant flesh. She squirmed, but couldn't evade their probing touch. A wicked chuckle resonated near her ear. You've been driving me wild all day, Tabitha whispered. Since we met, to be honest.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. Oh, thank you. For our first Florida story, we go down to the coast where there's been several sightings of a new species of salamander. It has its gills externally on its head, and it looks so freakish, so ugly, that your initial instinct as a human being is to grab the nearest big object and beat it to death while screaming like Braveheart. Go look it up. It's called a reticulated siren. It's absolutely terrifyingly ugly. Looks like it was burped out of the gates of hell. That's a good start. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going down to Columbia County, where the sheriff's office is saying an 11-year-old Florida boy has been charged with manslaughter for allegedly shooting his friend and then falsely stating that his friend came at him with a knife. It was an accidental shooting. The kid had taken the magazine out, but there was one in the chamber, and he didn't think about it. Horrible, god-awful, tragic story. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we go down to the Brevard Zoo. A child falls into the rhino exhibit. How old do you think this kid is? 14? 9? Remember when the 4-year-old fell in the gorilla pen? The girl was 2 years old. The only other details I have is the zookeeper confirms a rhino's snout did make contact with the 2-year-old girl, and the girl's mother was injured, jumping in trying to help. Sounds like they're going to be okay, though.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going down to Isla Morada. It's located in the Florida Keys. And a fisherman says he just came back from a fishing trip on Saturday when he noticed a large package floating under a dock. Turns out it's about 60 pounds of cocaine. And shockingly, for a Florida man, he just turned around and turned it into the cops. I mean, that's what he says. He may have just had a hell of a weekend and then turned the rest into the cops, but still pretty Florida. Hold my beer.
For
our next Florida story, we go down to Tampa, Florida. 4 men were arrested and accused of stealing more than $500,000 of Patron tequila. They were just unloading an unattended semi like it's a scene in Goodfellas, and they got busted. And I did save the best for last. Hold my beer. For our last Florida story, we're going down to Collier County, Florida. Florida woman says she is God, robs postal worker with a toy gun. Collier County Sheriff's deputies received a call about a woman pointing a gun at people. When they arrived on the scene, they found Florida woman riding a tricycle and holding a black and silver plastic toy handgun. Officers detained her, and when handcuffed, she told them she was God. And the deputies did return the package to the postal worker.
Hold my beer.
Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Sterling every damn night from sea to shining sea.
We'll get into this in a moment, but what is Moon Brew?
Moon Brew is a magnesium and other compounds that you're possibly missing in your diet kind of hot cocoa that I drink at night so I can sleep.
Okay. I hear the reference to Moon Brew, and I know it's very important to you, but I never knew the full ingredients and how it's prepared. There's a whole preparation.
Well, I can go get it, and you can read it if you want, but basically, you know that I'm not sleeping. It's like it's a thing. Like, right. There's no sleeping.
But does the Moon Brew help?
It does. It I think it helps because of the few times that I've forgotten it now. Like I'm trying to get on a regimen of like actually doing it every night and remembering to do it. And when I haven't remembered to do it, I have slept a whole lot less. We call it around these parts Night Watch, medieval Night Watch. I couldn't remember. Right. See, I need my Moon Brew to help my brain.
Yeah. Because you'll stay up all night long, and there are probably a lot of people listening to Sterling every damn night who are in the same situation.
Well, if you're up this late,
Right. I can't sleep. Yeah. I'm listening to the radio. So I want to talk about this after our break.
Okay, because I'm going to go make my moon brew actually right now.
For real?
I am. For real.
And the is it a product that's called Moon Brew? Or
yeah,
is it your
is.
Own
I mean, there are no. It is a product called Moon Brew. A lot of different people have different kind of magnesium drinks that you take at night so that to help you sleep. And but the one that I like is Moon Brew.
It'll be a nice chaser to the Moscato.
All right. Well, I had to have something with my hot dog. It was all that was in there, and I was in a hurry. Okay.
All right. So coming up, this particular sleep aid, all natural.
Mm-hmm.
No prescriptions in the Gaffney house, so we'll be talking about that coming up. And more as we roll through the evening, the Gaffney's in for Walter Sterling. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Once again, Phil Zachary, big birthday week. We want to say hello to Phil Zachary, the great general manager of WGAN in Portland, Maine. We're the Gaffneys for Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every damn night. Sterling every damn night.
I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We're filling in for Walter Sterling tonight. Thanks for tuning in. It's great to be here. So many of you may have trouble sleeping, like my dear wife here who...
You sound like you're doing a commercial. Let me just interrupt you to say, you sound like you're doing a commercial, but you're just fascinated with my sleep habits. And that's really what's going on here, folks.
And I am going to be talking about a product, even though I'm not doing a commercial.
Right.
So this is it. You brought it from the other room. Moon Brew, hot cocoa flavored. The Magnesium Sleep Aid. Now, this is not a commercial.
No.
But in all of the natural or herbal supplementation that you try for different things, this one seems to have stood the test of time a little longer than some other things. I mean, you're doing it regularly. So is it helping you sleep?
I think so. I kind of went
from... How do you know?
Well, because I'm not every night on Medieval Night Watch from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. Like I was having these stretches where I couldn't sleep. I'm getting older. It happens. What?
I think most people would go to the doctor and get an Ambien prescription.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, let's face it. It's like there is something that nobody ever talked about forever and ever, and is just like a surprising thing that we're all learning right now, is that like from the time you're like 35 years old, your hormones are an absolute train wreck. So you're a woman, your hormones are a train wreck anyway, because you're either pregnant or you're not, or you're nursing, or just all up and down. And then when you hit like 35, it's perimenopause, which nobody even, like, what the heck is that word? Like, you knew that there was menopause, and that's, you know, when you get old and
it's basically
you go
like menopause
the change of life.
It's like the menopause pregame.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
tailgate.
Exactly. All that menopause means is that you haven't had a cycle in a year. That's it. Once that happens,
you're in menopause.
It lasts
for years.
It's touchy for you, yes. But it's like 10 to 15 years of the roller coaster of crazy of, you know, and part of that is not sleeping, waking up in the middle of the night. And forever, we just called it Medieval Night Watch.
And
so,
I wasn't kidding, though, that a lot of people would go get a prescription. We don't do that here.
Right, exactly.
At our house, we don't run to the doctor and get prescriptions. There's no prescriptions in our house, period.
No, but there are things that can help. And a lot of times there are things that you're lacking. And in this Moon Brew, there are those things. Yeah. And I think it's helping. So I changed with all of that having been said. I also have changed my job and I've been staying up super late.
Right.
Because I'm working in a theater, so I'm up at night, and then I get tired at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, it says on the package, no melatonin.
Right.
So I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
Safe to drink every night, improves sleep quality, enhances deep and REM sleep, better sleep and brighter days.
Yeah, okay. And I do think that I can take it and sleep through the night now. Like I can sleep and not wake up. And there are times where I forget, or I take it in an off time, or just, you know, I'm not sleeping. Not that it's the end all and be all, but I am sleeping now.
So what is it mostly? Magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium. Which
and
a
zinc.
Lot of us are
There's
lacking
a lot of
magnesium.
Zinc in
L-theanine,
this.
Which also is, you know, helps with your hormonal regulation, I guess.
What is it?
L-theanine, I think.
Yeah. Potassium.
Right, because like we were talking about earlier, I tried to nap before we did this earlier, and I said,
Smells good.
It's delicious. I said, I'm going to go rest. And you said
4.8 minutes later, she was in the kitchen doing something.
Right.
I go, that was some rest you took.
So,
4 minutes.
Like, I lay, you know, you lay down, you try to sleep. And I really felt like I laid there for 3 hours, trying to sleep for 3 hours. And I lay down and it's like all of a sudden, you know, cortisol spike or something. Something's chasing me. It's like you wake up. I can't go to sleep because you feel like something's chasing you.
Well,
or what didn't I do? Or your brain is just racing. And I have a racing brain anyway,
but
it's worse these days.
But the ancients, I'll call them, maybe they're not that ancient, mm-hmm. would do this, though. Wouldn't they sleep? I hear stories about geniuses, okay, and people who've accomplished.
Well, you know I'm a genius.
Right.
People who've
accomplished a lot in life. Mm-hmm. They would sleep. And if they woke up in the middle of the night, they would get up and do stuff.
Now, you know that in the
old
days. And then
maybe sleep again and then get up and do things.
And in the old days, that's what I did. I would get up and iron everybody's clothes in the house, put together 16 outfits for the next 12 weeks, including, you know, church clothes that matched for everybody. Like, I would get up and iron and do things and clean. But it's different now. Like, my body is draining and dragging. I am a tired old woman. And, you know, I feel like I need to sleep more.
A suggestion,
but I don't. What's the suggestion?
Help you in the falling asleep.
Yeah. Watch videos
wavy
about
boats.
Yeah.
Wavy boats.
I knew it. Might be a good one.
Or
I'm not doing it.
the guy who buys Rolexes.
No, I'm not doing it. And also because if I sit there on my phone, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole and start doing research and get up research our entire.
Which doesn't help sleeping.
No.
It actually stimulates your brain.
Right. And
you need to try and turn that off.
I think. And I need to turn my brain off. And that's the biggest thing. That 4 minutes of not sleeping earlier was because I felt like I had tried to fall asleep for 3 hours. It's like, as soon as I start to relax, boom, up.
So all I can recognize is you try these supplements. Will it work? Whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying, as an observer of this, and thankfully I don't need this right at the moment.
Yeah.
Thankfully I can sleep. So, but I've heard the moon brew conversation in this house has lasted for a long, long time. So, obviously, I wanted to bring it up.
3 months, honey. Long, long time. But, yes.
Well, that's a long time, right?
Because I have tried, and I've tried other forms of magnesium, knowing that I need magnesium.
But late at night, I hear you talking about get the moon brew.
Right, but this one has worked.
Well, how did you learn about it?
I guess on the internet, just
watching videos,
It would pop up for me. You know why? Because all of the perimenopause videos pop up because of my age. That's why. Ugh. And if you watch one of them, they're all going to pop up a million times. But that's a good dialogue for people to have and realize they're not crazy. They're not losing their mind. Their hormones are a roller coaster.
The people that are up, you mean women particularly.
That, you know, yep. It can happen in your 30s. You start to get these roller coaster changes, and men don't have to deal with that. Their hormones are just like this. They're not a wavy boat. They're a boat on non-restless waters.
And so I guess this conversation, again, is what people do who don't run for a prescription for everything, right?
Okay.
This is for those people that don't run to the doctor for every problem.
And even if you do run to the doctor for every problem, I think it's helpful. I mean, it's just been it's been a great help.
If you ran to the doctor with this problem, you know that you would have prescriptions immediately.
Right. For sure.
And not good.
Yeah,
probably.
No. And I mean, all of these videos and ads and things that pertain to this time in my life and my age all lead you down the road of, yes, go to this doctor, do this. You can go to this online doctor. You can do this. You can do that. Mm-hmm. That's what they lead to. So I'm grateful that I found this. Grateful.
Okay, cool.
It's helpful.
All right, fair enough. That's for those who can't sleep.
And those who are getting old, like me.
Just a little tidbit. And speaking of tidbits, we're taking a break. This is, we are the Gaffneys for Sterling every damn night.
The people of Walmart, Sterling every damn night.
Father and son, doing things together. A lot of times when people have a child that's reached adulthood, surely that child goes off and begins to chase their own life, their own dreams, their own ability scholastically. And they go off and separate themselves from their parents. And I say that's bad. Totally bad. Buford South Carolina. Shots fired by John Michael Finley, who is targeting a vehicle. According to the Beaufort Police Department, there's been a couple of shootings that day, and apparently it was a road rage incident. It happened. So John Michael Finley, 52, apparently was shooting at some car and brought along his son. And his son lied like a rug for the old man. Malicious injury to property and also lying and misdemeanor assault and battery. Yeah. And they're going to be doing time together. And I think that's great. You want to spend time with your children? Well, my goodness, here's your opportunity. You could be doing it at the county lockup. Perhaps you have a child that has gone a little wayward. Yeah, we all have had that, right? You know somebody, or maybe perhaps your kid, or maybe you were the wayward youth who has come to their senses by listening to Sterling every damn night. The parent sometimes wants to spend time with their kid. Get him on the right road. The shootout at the Walmart parking lot in Beaufort, South Carolina, not what I had in mind. It's a beautiful place, wonderful people, and perhaps some folks with some anger issues. If you have anger issues, do yourself a favor. Yeah, favor. And don't shoot at people. Don't take the gun with you. It's going to lead to trouble. Guns are a wonderful instrument. Metal and gunpowder and power and influence, all that sort of stuff. And that's great. You go out, shoot targets, etc. But yeah, if you're the guy who loses his temper and the first thing you do is grab the gun, stop it. Not a good idea. For the people of Walmart, this is Vilo Hool, Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night. Study books, lusty books. Get cozy with the owl and dawn.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon. Let me tell you a late night story for Midnight Misfits. Here's an excerpt from my award-winning book, Disintegration. Callum only stopped pulling the trigger when he realized there was nothing left to shoot at. He lowered his gun and waited for further commands from Ro. None came. He looked around. She had returned to the outside of the hidden chamber from which they'd emerged. Her eyes were hidden behind her dark glasses, and he couldn't tell where she stared as he approached. "How are you feeling?" she asked. "Fine." "If there were other people out here, you think you could tear them to shreds?" He paused to consider the question. "Probably." "Good." She pushed herself off the ledge she'd been leaning against and climbed down into the elevator car. Callum followed her. He waited for her to activate the buttons to close the roof and send them back underground. When she didn't, he reached for the illuminated panel. She grabbed his wrist. "I didn't say we were done here." "What else do you want me to do?" Ro fiddled with the bottom of his shirt. Her fingers walked up his chest, dancing across the thin fabric separating her touch from his firm muscles. "I did always enjoy watching you move," she said. "When you get into your zone, when your body takes over." He glanced up. All he saw was the flawless blue sky, yet he was skeptical. "Here? But there's no one else around for miles and miles." She pressed against him. Droplets of sweat dotted her forehead, and her skin glistened with the lotion she had applied earlier. "Don't you want to take advantage of the fresh air while we still can?" Damn her convincing arguments. He twitched with anticipation as she kissed his neck. Sunlight illuminated the small enclosure, and he smelled the dusty aroma of the desert's rolling dunes. Her body was already warm, her skin flushed with heat.
when he ducked down to capture her mouth with his, salt mingled with the sweetness of her tongue. They were sweaty, dirty, and exposed to the elements. His senses flooded with all the stimuli, and his blood raced through his veins. He grabbed her by the waist and spun around to pin her to the wall. Her hands urged him on, tugging at his clothing. Ro yanked the t-shirt off over his head. He did the same with her tank top. When he saw the jet black satin of her bra, he laughed. I thought you wore as little underwear as possible. Can't have the lab rats staring. Their heads might explode. She took his hands and pushed them against her chest. I'll be nice and save that pleasure just for you. He squeezed, digging his fingers into the pliant flesh. His palms moved easily across the smooth fabric, dampened by her perspiration. He found the clasp behind her back and jerked the shiny garment away. With the obstruction gone, his slickened skin glided across hers as he crushed her lips with another kiss. The slippery sensations sent even more energy between his legs, and Callum could feel her heart pounding beneath his. Prior events hadn't dulled her capacity to eliminate the surrounding world and draw his focus to her. His goal of plunging inside her sent all other conscious thoughts to the background. Oh, I think I'd better stop there for tonight. But you know you can always have more. That was an excerpt from my book, Disintegration, which is available at Amazon in paperback and on Kindle Unlimited. I'm smutty book author Thea Landon for Sterling Every Damn Night.
Email WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I answer every email. I've got a pretty good website, WalterSterlingShow.com, WalterSterlingShow.com. And the greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
Now, the credit roll for Sterling Every Damn Night, featuring the extreme talent of Dave Scott, Thea Landon, Charles Van Zandt, Peter Thiel, Dan and Becky Gaffney, Dave Iger, Sean Serino, Father James Drucker, Jill Brook, Steve and Selena, Alexander Castiles, David Yarkaroff, Gene Stalker, Vic Ferrari, starring Walter Sterling, and I'm your announcer, James Copeland, a KWMDS production.